Mesechtes Chala, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. Hamafrish Chalasei Kemach Ein Chala. Someone who separates for the Chala portion, he separated Kemach in flour form. So it's before he mixed the water and flour together. He takes flour off and designates it as Chala. Ein Chala. It's not Chala. It's not binding. The obligation for Chala doesn't come until it's already kneaded into dough. In flour form, there's no obligation, and his declaration does not make it actually challah. And when he gives it to the kayin, the Mishnah says, "V'gazel b'yad kayin," if it's like stolen property in the hands of the kayin has to return it. He's not allowed to keep it. Even though one can consider this, even if it's not challah, but maybe it's just a regular gift that he gave the kayin of flour, but Chazal required the kayin to return it because as long as the kohen keeps it, the Yisrael may think that the rest of his flour is exempt from challah because he gave a portion. So therefore, the kohen is obligated to return it to make sure that the Yisrael knows that he did not take off challah and he has to take off challah from the dough. The Mishnah continues, Ha'isa atzma chayavas b'challah. The remainder flour that he makes into dough, that dough is going to be obligated in challah since the flour that he separated originally was not challah. So when he makes dough, he has to take off challah from the remainder. The Mishnah continues, V'akemach, what about the flour that was given to the kohen? What are the halachas of that flour itself? So here there's a difference of opinion. Im yesh bei kashir, if it has that mount, the shear that requires challah, that's 1 1/4 kav, so then chayavas b'challah. Then he's going to have to separate challah, and that's because on a midaraisa level, this is regular flour that challah has not been taken off of yet. When he makes dough, he's going to have to take off, separate a portion of challah. That everybody agrees to. However, the next line, Vasur Lazarim, the entire flour portion is all going to be forbidden to Azar, to a non-Kayan, Div Rabbi Shua, this is the opinion of Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua holds, even though the challah was not binding to this flour when he separated the flour and gave it to the Kayan, however, Midrabanan has to be treated as challah and it cannot be eaten by Azar, by a non-Kayan, because once he called the challah, even though it didn't take effect, but he has to treat it that way. That's Rabbi Shua's opinion. Amr Lai, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Shua, Maisa, there one time happened, Ukfasha Zakin Zar. There was a Zakin Zara, elderly non-kain, Ukfasha, and he grabbed this flour, this dough made from this flour that was separated as challah, and it wasn't really binding as challah. And this elderly non-kain grabbed it and he ate it. So, and apparently he was, the Zakin here is referring to a learned person. And we see that there's no issue because this Zakin, who was not a kain, ate from such flour that was declared challah, that was not really binding as challah. Amr Lahem, Rabbi Shua responded to them, Afu kilkolas atzmai. This fellow, he really messed himself up. And Rabbi Yeshua was saying, just because that person ate it doesn't mean what he did was correct. And he messed himself up for it, and he was punished appropriately for his avera, and it was not something that he was allowed to do. However, Rabbi Yeshua ends off, v'tikin l'acherim. He fixed it for other people, which the Mepharshim explained that he caused other people to rely on him, that it's something that's mutter for a non-kayin to eat, this flour. And so other people, in a sense, were fixed by him that they eat it relying on the fact that the Zakein showed that it's okay. And possibly because of that, the other people who do such a thing are b'shegig, they're doing it unintentionally, so it's not as bad for them. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Shua was saying that just because you have a story where there was a Zakein that ate from it, a non-kain, it was incorrect, what he did was not allowed, and it's not any proof that the halacha is that way. Mishnah Vav. Chameshas Revan Kemach Chayav B'Challah. If there's 5 quarters, and this is 1/4 of a kav, so that's 1 1/4 kav, of flour that's made into dough is going to be Chayav B'Challah, is obligated in challah. That's the minimum volume necessary to be obligated in challah. The Mishnah says that dough can have other ingredients in it as well to make that shear. What are other ingredients? It could be haim, the flour, Usa'iran, and it's sourdough. Some sourdough was added to the flour to help it rise, even though that sourdough itself is not edible by itself and it's not obligated in challah by itself. But when it's added to the mixture, it's a normal ingredient. So haim usa'iran, the flour and the sourdough, v'suban, and it's fine bran, u'morsanan, and the coarse bran, these are pieces of the kernel that were left in the flour. All these things can make up chameshas revayim, the 5 quarter kav shear, and chayavim, it will be obligated in challah, even though it's not just flour, there's other ingredients. These are normal ingredients in the flour, and therefore they add up to the shear. However, nital morsanan miteichan mechazalateichan, if the coarse bran was taken out, it was sifted out from the flour, and then later he put it back in, harei p'turin, then it's going to be exempt if it doesn't have the shear without the bran. The bran's not going to add to the shear, because once he takes it out and then he puts it back in, it's like adding in a non-normal ingredient, and therefore it doesn't combine for the shear.